Final Coaches Insight programs of the year continuing here tonight on CARE. Brandon Tamman joined now by Jefferson County North girls basketball coach Steve Knoll, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Coach, let's just kind of get a thought on the season as a whole. I know it's kind of been a rough stretch, you know, as we get going into the postseason this week, but this was a much different roster that you had constructed. You had such a really high-powered senior class, you know, a decorated senior class that you guys lost a year ago. So I remember talking to you before this season started about how just the roster was so much different and how maybe the play was going to be a little bit different. As you kind of look back on the regular season as a whole and get ready for this sub-state tournament run, just take us back to your thoughts on the season as a whole. I know it's probably you're not really thinking about that right now, but with this new group and kind of how things went, how do you kind of take away from how things played here in 24-25?
Well, it kind of almost came out a little bit different than the opposite of what I expected. I kind of expected we might start struggling a little bit just because we were so young. We have no seniors out. And then I thought we would get a little better as the season went on. And I think we started better than I expected. And I think we were on our way to continue getting better. And then we had all the weather hit. And not trying to make any excuses, but I was looking at it last night. Talked to the girls about it. In February, we've had four practices going into last night because of cancellations and no school and everything. But we've played seven games, so not a lot of time to do a whole lot. And I think our last three games especially, you could kind of see that we just weren't the same team we were earlier. So, you know, when you look at the season as a whole, there's still some bright spots, a bright future ahead for this team. And that's what I keep telling them. We just want to take that next step yet this year if we can. And I think we're close to it. So we get a few practices in this week. I think we can come out and, you know, really make some headways, you know, for next year by the way we finish the season, if we can finish it strong here. So I say, you know, it's not really how I expected the season to go, but you know, a lot of young talent and could be a lot of fun in the future here too.
Yeah, talk about some of that young talent. Who's maybe a girl or two that kind of caught your eye a little bit, maybe exceeded your preseason expectations? Again, no seniors on the roster, so the future certainly bright, but who are a couple girls that maybe stood out to you this season and maybe got more production out of than maybe what you were expecting maybe to start?
Well, really, I could, you know, go down the list with it. We've got six girls that have kind of been rotating in and out of starting, and every one of them has led us in scoring at each time, any time. So we got junior Riley Thompson. She had a pretty good year, you know, and was sick at times here recently, so she hasn't kind of put up the numbers that, you know, she was probably wanting to put up or we'd like to have seen. Then we got a bunch of sophomores mixed in there, Karina Johnson, Gwen Blattner, also Taylor Schrick and Carly Porter. And like I said, each one of them has led us in scoring at a time or two. And then one that kind of surprised me, you know, that kind of stepped up as well as she did is freshman Lucy Knoll. And she's led us in scoring, oh, probably two or three times this year. And I think other night at Effingham, she had 16 for us. So, you know, besides her, we've got a couple other, another sophomore, Holly Kosanke, another freshman, Emery Hernandez, that I've seen a lot of time. And, you know, I just think, you know, once we, you know, get some practices together and, you know, get to spend another summer together, I really see some bright spots with this group coming forward.
Well, you still get an opportunity here, Coach. Friday night, your first round opponent here in the sub-state tournament, a team that made the Final Four in the state tournament last year out of the Twin Valley League and Valley Heights. You know, you've had a little bit of opportunity here this week to dive into them. So again, very big challenge here to open things up on the road Friday night. What's it going to take? Talk some few keys. And obviously, again, a tough opponent here to start the sub-state tournament on Friday night.
Oh, definitely. Very tough. And Coach Brockstrom does a great job with them up there. You know, they've been in the state a lot here recently. You know, and looking at them, they do a lot of what we want to do, but they've been doing it a lot longer than what we want to do or than what we have. You know, they'll pressure teams and get out and push the ball and stuff. And that's kind of what we want to do as well. So, you know, I don't know if that's a real good thing, is we're going to see a team that wants to play kind of the similar style that we want to play and has probably been doing it a lot longer than we have. But, you know, it's going to be good for us to go against like that. You know, we had some games like that earlier this season where we stepped up, you know, and we're able to get a couple of them, and a couple of them we were able to play close. So, you know, this is where if we can come in here, you told the girls, you know, Valley Heights has been good over the years. This team is not like the ones they've had in the past, but it's pretty close to them. So we want to come out and kind of match to, you know, what they're doing and hopefully have ourselves a chance you know, we get down to late in the fourth quarter, have ourselves a chance to win the game.
There it is, JCN girls basketball coach Steve Knoll, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. The Chargers getting ready for the sub-state opener on Friday night. It'll be an earlier start time, 6 o'clock. They'll be on the road at Valley Heights. Again, Coach, we can't thank you enough for your time all season long. Good luck here in the sub-state tournament. We really appreciate it. Thanks again.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. Thanks for covering us the whole year. We appreciate it.